You're listening to The B-Sides on 91.5 FM NYC Radio. Hey everyone, welcome to The B-Sides. I'm your host, Jenna X. Thanks for tuning in for tonight's show. I have a great band lined up for you guys tonight. A truly talented band from San Francisco called Veil Veil Vanish. I'm really a huge fan of these guys. Just such extreme talent in this band. And they just released a brand new album called Change in the Neon Light, which just blew me away. It's so well written, great lyrics and melodies, and there's so much texture within all the songs on this album. I highly recommend going out and purchasing this album. It's a definite must-have. So I had the pleasure of hanging out with the band while they were here in New York City on tour a few weeks ago, and they joined me in our Brooklyn studio for an exclusive interview, along with four amazing live performances that you do not want to miss, all coming up within this next half hour, so stick around for that. But right now I'm going to kick off tonight's show with one of those live performances, and this is their song called Exile City on the B-Sides, 91.5 FM NYC Radio.
Drums.
Veil Veil Vanish live on the B-Sides with their song called Exile City. I'm your host, Jenna X, and I have here in our Brooklyn studio the band Veil Veil Vanish. Hey guys, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule here and hanging out with me on the B-Sides.
Thanks for having me here.
So now guys, let's start off by talking about how you guys actually met one another and formed the band.
We are all in separate bands that used to play together. Amy played another band, and Cameron and myself, our old bands, used to play shows together. And when those bands fell apart, we just started playing together. Because we were the best of our bands, I'd like to say.
Formed a super group.
Yeah. I was actually about ready to sell all my stuff, and you kind of convinced me to keep playing.
Oh, yeah, I think Cameron's going to stop playing music, and yeah. I told him that was a bad idea.
And we recruited him in.
So then we wrote 3 songs in a couple of days, and right from there.
So how long have you guys been together?
I think it's been about 4 years now.
4 and a half.
Oh, cool. So now this isn't your first time being in New York City, right?
3rd time this time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were here in October for CMJ, and then we were back out here in November and did some dates with Blacklist and Religious to Damn.
Oh, cool. 2 really great bands. So now since you guys played the West Coast and the East Coast, how would you compare the scenes? Are they extremely different as far as people, crowds?
I would say so.
Yeah,
it's pretty big difference, yeah.
Well, the size is like a huge...
Yeah.
Proportionally, there's just way more people in New York. Mm-hmm. So for every little scene that you're in, there's just a lot more people that are into it.
Right.
San Francisco is very small in terms of like people and the size of the city itself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's definitely different out here because, I mean, San Francisco, we've been playing out there for so long, so it's all, you know, a lot of friends plus new people keep coming. Mm-hmm. But out here, you know, we know a few people, but it's, you know, we're constantly playing for new people out here. So it's, we've gotten great reception out here. It's been, I don't know, fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, like, San Francisco is a very small town, so everyone kind of, in the music scene there, everyone knows each other. A lot of people are in the same bands. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like, you know, some people from some bands are in the other bands, so wherever you go, you know all the bands, you know everyone that's there, and
it's incestuous.
It is, in a way.
It's like there is a San Francisco sort of music scene. Yeah. There is one there, but yeah. sometimes the problem... San Francisco has many music scenes, mm-hmm. and the problem with it is not all of them talk to each other.
Like, right.
It's very, you know, it's cliquish.
It's cliquish. Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, sneering at the other side, but it's not all negative or anything. It's just, I think it just happens that way. People just run there in circles, even though it's a small town. I don't know if that answers any question at all.
It's definitely very informative.
We'll be right back.
The B-Sides on 91.5 FM NYC Radio. I'm your host, Jenna X. And that was Veil Veil Vanish live with their song called Anthem for Doomed Youth. And I have the band hanging out here with me in our Brooklyn studio. So guys, let's talk about this U.S. tour that you did. You played with some great bands. Place the Barry Strangers, No Age. Tell me about this tour. How was it? Where'd you guys play? Any particular venue that stood out the most?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those were like single shows that we did with them. Mm-hmm. A lot of them we did in San Francisco or LA. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was really great. I mean, I really like playing with Place to Bury Strangers. Like, I think they're one of my favorite bands currently.
Yeah, great band.
So they were really great. And recently we got to play with Serena Manish from Norway. Oh, yeah. And they're like,
yeah, I think the band's incredible. That was just a really fun show.
That was probably one of my favorite shows.
Yeah. Their music is just like insane. Just listening to like the, like at first you listen to it, it's just like this cacophony noise, but as you listen to it closer, it's like all these different layers and textures to the music, which is like intertwined in this kind of exciting and
they're fun as hell to watch on stage too. Like, I'm always just in awe.
Yeah, they are.
They're great performers.
Yeah.
So that's great. So you did mainly California, New York, LA sort of?
Yeah. Basically the coasts and like the bigger cities are what we're trying to like focus on right now.
All right. So any chance of a big European tour coming up anytime soon?
We keep talking about fall. Mm-hmm. But it's currently not booked yet. So
We're trying to get to Europe because I guess it's like a lot of people in Europe are really liking what we're doing. So yeah, so we're trying to get out there, but it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, there's not a lot of...
Everyone's broke these days.
Yeah. And have full-time jobs. And
exactly.
Yeah. That's what sucks about now. I mean, you can't... Everyone has to have a full-time job, basically. It's not really like what you used to read about with New York and where, you know, you could just live in some weird studio or something like that or some art space and just... do your music and then somehow work
kind of like
a few
strangers.
Days a month and make rent and spend all the time in your art. Like, it doesn't really exist anymore, that kind of ideal artistic life.
Yeah, unfortunately. So let's talk about this Cure tribute album that you're on. That's very cool. How did this opportunity come up for you guys?
Well, we had never been compared to The Cure before, so we decided hey, let's do this. But no, it was that the label Manimal Vinyl who put it out asked us to be a part of it, and so we were real excited because there was some other songs by Bat for Lashes was on there, and the Dandy Warhols, and Xu Xu Feng, and a bunch of other really great bands. So we were really excited to be a part of it. And so when we were going through the catalog of songs, you know, we weren't familiar with The Cure beforehand, so we kind of had to. Anyway, that band was new to me, right? So
mm-hmm. Actually, I think you picked the song.
Yeah. So we were trying to decide. It took us a little bit to decide what song to do because we didn't want to do something off one of the Disintegration or something like that that everyone's heard, and so you know, it's so set in everyone's mind, and I think so we wanted to try to do something that was a little bit different. So we came across the song what song?
It's Upstairs Room.
The Upstairs Room.
That's the song we covered.
Because so it's a B-side. It was a B-side to The Walk, and when I was listening to it, I thought it felt kind of unfinished, like it was this great pop song, like a kind of this diamond in the rough, and I felt like we kind of had a chance to finish it. Mm-hmm. So that's why we chose that, because I felt like we could add to it and kind of change it a little bit and make it something new, as opposed to kind of trying to like tear apart another song that people really liked.
Sure. Yeah, it was a great version. Really came out great.
Thank you.
Did you guys get any like real good exposure from being on that?
Yeah, actually a lot. We actually did get a... I got a call from Paul from Manimal asking me that I should sit down for a second, and then he told me that he got an email from I guess Robert Smith and his manager saying that they really liked our version of The Upstairs Room, which was really great.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
It was cool that we got to do a song and he actually got to hear it.
Yeah,
I think we ended up sending like our promo package to Robert Smith after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robert Smith is a fan of ours as well.
Well, as
as being inspired by our music.
Yeah, I know. He's very highly influenced by Keevan.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he was checking it to see if he could sue us. I don't know.
Yeah.
Pale Veil Vanish live on the B-Sides with their song called Modern Lust. And I'm your host, Jenna X, hanging out here with Pale Veil Vanish in our Brooklyn studios. Now, guys, let's talk about your live show. For the listeners who haven't had the pleasure of checking you guys out live yet, what could they expect from a live Pale Veil Vanish show?
Keevan unplugging everything.
It does happen often where I know. It depends on how the shows go. It's very unpredictable.
Sometimes things fall down.
Yeah, depending on how the night's going. Either if things go really well or really bad, then things get broken. It depends. If it's kind of in between, then...
The casting of the team.
Yeah. Literally, like, I mean, yes, like, some of the keyboards that we used are... I got them for free at garage sales.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what we had... Speaking of not having, you know, $1 million for access to... beautiful equipment. It always boggles my mind sometimes when I go see a band and they all have like $2,500 mugs and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, how did you afford that? Like, I can't even, like, that's worth more than my car, you know? So I wish I could afford that. But anyway, to see us live. I always kind of wish that every live show, I always go into it hoping that it'll be a religious experience. It never quite gets there, but that's what I aim for.
Still working for it.
Yeah, still working on that.
We'll let you know after the show tonight.
Okay. See if you converted. I'm gonna start my own religion. That's what it boils down to, really. Is like, we started playing music so that we could start our own religion.
Because
that's where it all lines. That's where it all goes, right? I mean, there's L. Ron Hubbard and Scientology.
Oh,
and that's like, I mean,
this is probably a lot more
soon
fun.
Soon we'll be on a boat in international waters with our little group of cultists.
Well, that's what.
When you see us all wearing white tennis shoes, be afraid.
Right.
Yeah,
we gotta do that.
But that's Some people ask where you see yourself in five years, 10 years. Like, I see myself fronting my own religion.
Cool.
You can
I'll
take
join.
Our test for free. It's news. It's all of us. It's the worst we've heard about it. But, okay.
I had a big morning.
It's a special experience.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. All right, guys. Well, that's just about all the time that we have left on tonight's show. But thank you so much for coming in and hanging out. It's a pleasure. You guys are an awesome band. And I look forward to catching another show when you guys come back around. So best of luck and thank you.
Cool.
Thank you so much. That was a fun interview.
Yeah, that was a fun interview.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. For the latest information on Pale Veil Vanish, visit their website at pailveilvanish.com. And for the latest information on the B-Sides radio show, visit our MySpace page at myspace.com/915B-Sides. The next B-Sides radio show will be on September 8th featuring the Prids from Portland, Oregon. You definitely want to tune in for that show. It's going to be a great one. And now you can hear the B-Sides every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. right here on 91.5 FM. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Jenna X, and remember to keep supporting your underground musicians. I'll see you next time.
I'm Estina from The Prids, and you're listening to The B-Sides with host Jenna X.